So you're a philosopher?
Yes. 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 Yes.
I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply.
In about 4 seconds, the teacher will begin to speak.
I think very deeply.
Hey, good morning, good morning. This is your branch president, Kenny Hodge. Hey, with a very, very short but hopefully powerful message this morning. I got rather perturbed at work today when I see the number of newly converted MHAs and PSEs receiving discipline based on attendance issues they had or might have had during their MHA or PSE employment time. I think that's horrible that the Postal Service would invite new career employees into the ranks, and then one of the first actions they take is to give them discipline based on a previous employment status. MHAs, listen to me. You have to take those letters to the union. You got to take them to the union, and they have to file grievances. Again, if I'm an MHA and I'm converted, there's a process that kind of means like I'm being like a new person now, or have a new employment status. And when I convert from MHA or PSE, they cash out my leave. So I'm actually a new employee, minus the fact that if I've been there for at least one 360-day term, I skip a probationary period. But I think it is grossly unfair of the Postal Service to invite career employees in and hold them accountable for attendance issues they had or may have had while they were in a PSC or MHA state or status. I say again, you have to take that. You got to bombard your union offices with that. If you are an MHA who received if you are a newly converted MHA who received discipline for a period of time when you were a MHA, then take that to your union, and the unions have to fight that. I'm certain that there is a solution to it. It even infuriates me more that I can't be a part of that, because sometimes the aggressive nature or behavior that's needed may be somewhat lacking, for lack of a better way to phrase it. But to the MHAs and to the PSEs, if you receive discipline based on your period of employment when you were MHA or PSE, you got to take that to the union. I think that when enough grievances are filed on that, headquarters will force the districts in the local areas to change their policy, because I am certain, based on conversation I've had with management at headquarters level, that is not how you want to invite or introduce anyone to what should be the last job they have. You should invite them in hoping to motivate and stimulate so that you cultivate good employees. When you bring them over and convert them from MHA to regular, and you still drag some of the MHA baggage with them, then that's not giving them a fair start. So I say to you, if you are a MHA or PSE newly converted and you're receiving discipline, and I know I've seen about 6 letters today in Columbus alone, if you receive that type of discipline, take that to your union so they can aggressively fight that. Now, it's real sad that some of our new converted employees don't realize that when you receive adverse action, that you want to always bring that to your union office. You never want to receive some type of discipline, even if you honestly believe you deserved it. You still want to take that to your union office, hopefully If they can't get it resolved, maybe they can shorten the life of the discipline. Most discipline can last up to 2 years, but with negotiations, you may get it to 6 months or 8 months. Not saying that if you deserve it, then you should have it. But if you didn't deserve it, or if it was some extenuating circumstances as to the reasons behind why you got it, then the union can possibly negotiate that for a shorter lifespan. But I say to you, and I say to you again, you have to take that discipline to the union and allow them to get active and begin to fight your case. And as always, I'm in the office. You can feel free to share all of that information with me. Yes, I said it. You can feel free to share all of that information with me. I can't file grievances for you, but I can sure give you guidance on what you should say to your steward when you talk to him. Hey, listen, this has been a short PSA announcement for the newly converted employees. Before I leave you this morning, one other thing I really want to share with you. I think that was really, really messed up, because I don't want to say any other way. It was really messed up the manner in which Columbus converted you anyway. If that was a company or an organization that cared about its people, what would have happened is, since Columbus says that you weren't put in any residual vacancies, so that makes you all unassigned regulars. If they knew how many unassigned regulars they were going to place on each tour, they could have done the professional thing and still allowed you to pick which tour and what work hours you were going to go to. For them to arbitrarily pick that for you lets you know, coming in the door, that you're coming into a door to a company that don't give two craps about you. And the way they manage you on a daily basis kind of reflects that. Hey, but listen, we got to get past that. And hopefully, our unions will put things together, like putting me back in my office, and we can begin to work on it. Hey, let me send you home or send you back to work with a little Funkin' for Jamaica from my man Tom Brown. Enjoy the sounds. Hey, I'll be at your ear in the next 48 hours. One last note before I end this podcast this morning. MHA's newly converted regulars, please do me a favor see your union rep about a national agreement and contract interpretation manual. Again, everyone should have that, and I need you to have that, because as we start to go deeper and deeper in these podcasts, I'm going to ask you to take those books out. And again, if you hang out with Kenny Hodge, we're going to learn a thing or two about our contract, and we're also going to learn a thing or two about the people we elect to regulate that compliance issue. If you see your union office and they don't have a contract for you, you can simply download it from the mail handler webpage. But I need you to get that information, because if you hang around on this podcast with Kenny Hodge, I guarantee you we're going to learn a thing or two. So hang in there. Let's get educated, and then let's get strong. Have a great day. Kenny Hodge, Branch President, Columbus, Ohio.